This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, for those that have been listening over the last week, we have been talking about what's going on in public schools, first-hand experiences as to why we have been kicked out of public schools on several different occasions. Also sharing with you, friends, instances where they thought they were going to shut us down without consequence concerning the laws that they were violating, you'll find that when you take it to the enemy has to submit to you because the law is on our side. And we have proven that over and over and over again, literally, with the lawful precedents that we have set in public schools. What's happening in public schools is completely illegal, friends. And the great question, once again, I'd lay to your candor, due to the fact that it's the first week of school in the United States of America, public school, that is, you have to ask yourself the question, why is there public schools anyways? It's been said that the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. And this is Abraham Lincoln. He was the one that was accredited for saying that. He said again, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. As a matter of fact, America, if you want to see firsthand what I'm talking about today, one of the things that we have done as a ministry is we've went out there and we have reached out to the young people because we wanted to be a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem. Going to those that have been literally subjected to everything, literally, and protected from nothing. I mean, just this week, friends, you're seeing how people are bringing forth the information and pulling the cover off of the transgenders. Keep in mind, folks, when you're talking about sodomites and transgenders and homosexuals and lesbians and whatever else you can think of, friends, keep in mind this is government in your country advocating this. They're looking for these groups to advocate this because they want to demoralize you. Now, just this last week, you're seeing pictures and exposés coming out on uncovering of the transgenders zeroing in on kids in preschool. Did you hear what I said? But again, I've been warning you for a long time concerning what the whole homosexual agenda has been about. And I also told you crimes against students are going to increase. And folks, on a weekly basis, you're seeing 2 to 3 reports of teachers abusing their own students. And by the way, if you look at the NEA, they're doing their best to get you to just overlook what's going on in public schools. Well, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go directly for the throats, and I'm going to knock down the altars that they mean to basically erect in public schools. You know, parents of public schools, you know, they're asking, what are we supposed to do? Well, I can tell you first and foremost what not to do, and that's not to take your kid and throw them in a cesspool of indoctrination. Let me remind you again that they are being illegally, violation, transgression of law, 1 John 3:4, illegally being indoctrinated by the federal government who has zero business in teaching anybody's kids anything. And folks, as 86% of those that profess to be Christians, conservatives and or patriots, folks, keep in mind, you're the ones dropping the kids off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated. Now, the hypocrisy up to heaven is to no end. Let me tell you why. Because it's the professed Christian, the conservative, and the patriot that's complaining about what's going on today. Well, keep in mind, this is what's been going on in your country for 60 years, and you're seeing its ugly head pop out today. What am I talking about? What the school and what the schools have done illegally by bringing forth international baccalaureate, by bringing forth no child left unindoctrinated, where they're shooting for the floor and not the stars, where they're attempting to level the playing field through George W. Bush. Now to Common Core, friends. It's interesting, friends, that we're seeing the head of this beast. We're seeing the seeds that have been sown into this country. We're seeing the head of it. We're seeing the harvest of it today. Because keep in mind, this is how dictators overthrow countries. They always go to the young people, and one of the first things they love to do is they love to go to the theory of evolution, which has been illegal in this country, because if they can teach the kids that life doesn't really matter and once you die, you just go back into the dirt, and after all, you came from monkeys, go ahead and act like one, but as long as it falls in line with what the dictator or tyrant wants you to do, well, then it's all good. But the minute you start to reach out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there's a real problem, and that's why tyrants attack in that direction, because they want to put themselves in the position of God. Read Isaiah 14. Read the whole of it when you get a moment. So, folks, again, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. What you're seeing in government today is nothing short of a bunch of burnt hippies that subjected themselves to communist professors, and now they are running what you would call representative government in this country. And now, I know a good portion of you listening to me right now don't want them running anything. Well, let me tell you something, just for the history of who these people are. They can't even run a candy store. And it's also interesting to note, you're letting them run your country, okay? They are representatives. We are the government. We delegated that authority to them, and they work for us. We don't work for them. And until they begin to hear that message from the American people, nothing's going to change. Okay? And we have every right under God that He has bestowed upon us to right the wrongs lawfully, and lawfully dealing with those that you call representatives that are running antithetical to who we are as a people. Folks, we have every right under heaven to deal with these people. Article 2, Section 4. Why? Because of Article 3. Section 3, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to get to the education system, and I'm going to show you, and by the way, even under a new administration, it's been said that, you know, when there's a new broom, it cleans out the old. But we can see what's going on in this country today is it's not out with the old, folks, because it's not a new broom. It's another administration with new people that are not doing their jobs. And I continuously ring this bell, and I continuously blow the trumpet to warn you, America, that there is nothing different going on under Donald Trump other than a new leadership, in the sense of, that's what the people want to call them, as leaders. They're not leaders, they're representatives. But under this new administration, friends, what they're telling you and what they're really doing are two different stories. I'll say it again. What they're telling you that they're going to do and what they are doing are two different stories. Down with DACA? No, friends. Keep in mind, under Donald Trump, immigration has doubled since Barack Hussein Obama. Go to State Department statistics and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, and get mad at him, not at the messenger. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, for those that did not know, last week we had over 15 million people on the website. It is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. And yes, you heard me right, 15 million. Pretty interesting, but it shows you people's willingness to take a hold of the truth because they're hungry for the truth. And the Lord says that blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm setting up the show right now, friends. Also wanted to let you know that if you would like to check out Bradley Dean on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And if you'd also like to jump over on my Twitter account, for what it's worth, that is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place. It really is. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to tell you too, folks, GCN.com, you have made us the number one and number two radio show on the weekends. And again, we're right there. Go ahead and check that out. GCN Networks, Genesis Communication Networks. You have us up on the top of the list there. And again, we appreciate your listenership all the way across the boards. Now, folks, in saying all of that to say this, we appreciate you. We can't do this without you. We know that we can do this together. We can't do this without each other. And as long as we come under the commands of the Most High God and unify ourselves in Christ, who fulfilled the law, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Well, keep in mind, friends, we can do this because we are in a perfect position to prove the God of Israel once again, because the Lord is looking to and fro whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show themselves strong on their behalf. Well, I'm one of those guys, and I'm looking to the Lord to do something for our posterity, because I know that there's so few folks and few to find out out means few that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight and prove the God of Israel. And the Lord of Israel, friends, keep in mind, he wants to be proven. And we are to press into the kingdom of God and the violent take it by force. And so let's do that today on this show. And let's start out by doing what Gideon did and what he was commanded to do by tearing down his father's altars. Parents of public school students, what are we supposed to do? That's what some are saying. Well, what you don't do is you don't pick them up and you don't drop them off at the school gate to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing. You don't throw them into a cesspool of indoctrination, hoping that they turn out to be good kids. Well, you say to yourself, well, you know, the fact of the matter is I was thrown in there and I didn't turn out that bad. Really? Well, I can tell you right now, friends, you're not dealing with this generation's indoctrination. You weren't dealing with transgenders. You weren't dealing with homosexuals who are literally trying to throw down the message of you better shut up or else in public schools as they throw their indoctrination upon you by force. Again, totalitarian methods. You're not subjected to fake history and fake science the way that they are today. You weren't subjected to international baccalaureate. And most of you weren't subjected to No Child Left Behind. And you surely weren't subjected to Common Core. So let me ask you a question. What are you talking about? That, well, I turned out pretty good. Look at me. Yeah, I know. Look at you and look at America. I mean, it's not looking too good right now, is it? No, it really isn't. And why is that? It's because of the way that we have been raised up, believe it or not, like it or not. You know, it was Bonhoeffer that said moral society, I'm digging this up right now, friends, again, doing live radio. But it's interesting to note that, and he's right on, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. So if you think that you're good, and on your watch you have trans men claiming to be women and women claiming to be men, and they want to teach your children, and you think that you're doing a good job, or you turned out pretty good, well, I'll tell you what. I hope you did turn out good, because if you did turn out good, you're warring against what's going on in this world. And you're not tolerating the lawlessness that's taking place in this country, which, again, they're throwing on you and your children by force. What makes you good is the fact that you hate that which God hates, and you love that which God loves. And what's being taught in public schools is an abomination in the sight of God. So therefore, And let me say this too, for those that don't hate the sin, it's because you're guilty of the sin. For those that are dropping their kids off and saying, well, I'm just going to throw them in there and see what happens. No, 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 you're not fighting against it. You're hoping that your kid turns out to be as good as you are, as if to suggest that you're the standard of righteousness, which in fact you are not. Christ is. And the only reason people do that is because they don't hate the sin that these corrupt, immoral, debased human, reprobate human beings are going to teach your children. And I'm just going to get to it for the sake of just cutting to the chase. Everybody wants to blame the criminal and foreigner Barack Hussein Obama. And he is, and rightfully so. I mean, in the not too distant past, added to his long train of abuses against we the people, and that was tolerated by the we the people in this country, but going to the education of American school children, I want you to understand that it didn't begin with Barack Hussein Obama, though everybody wants to blame him, and Obama's only a reflection of the American people and what they were willing to tolerate. But friends, listen to this. It didn't begin with Barack Hussein Obama. It's been going on incrementally through administration after administration, through, again, No Child Left Behind, which is really No Child Left Unindoctrinated, through George W. Bush, which, again, is nothing short of communism. His daddy teed it up for him, by the way, for those that didn't know. But as long as they said that they're Christian presidents, they must be. Right? No, nothing could be further from the truth. That, as a matter of fact, Jesus said, take heed. Many will come in my name. Take heed. Pay careful attention. Many will come in my name. And isn't it interesting? Everybody that runs for president sooner or later reverts back to the fact that they're Christians because they need to tell the people what they want to hear. And Jesus said, take heed. Beware. Beware. Many will come in my name. Yep. And they all do it together, don't they, friends? Stalin did it. I'll say Tung did it. They're always seen with priests' friends. Because they want the people to be put at ease that the president or the dictator of the state or the prime minister or the chancellor, friends, they're good guys. Because, well, hang on a second, they're hanging out with the right people. Yep. Yeah. As if to suggest the Pope is the right guy to be hanging out with, right? Even in the past or the present. Really? Wow. We have GLOBE. This is in public schools. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. These people are dangerous, friends. And just to show you how dangerous they are, who leads up GLOBE? Mikhail Gorbachev. He lives in San Francisco. He's the head of an organization called Green Cross International, indoctrinating your children. Oh, Russia's done, man. Russia fell. Yeah, they sure did. And they moved into the United States to operate here in the light of day. Yep. Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States of America. Gorbachev is working to create world government, and he's helping implement this educational scheme. He also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is the source of much of the anti-American education curriculum, as well as the International Baccalaureate Program. Did you hear what I said? You're being told that, you know, Russia's fallen, man. It's all over. You know, we're best of buddies, yeah. No, the American people have been stupefied and desensitized and dummied down far enough to actually believe that that's the truth. Now they move into the United States and they begin to indoctrinate their children. Because after all, they're the ones dropping them off at the public school. Well, guess who's doing the teaching, America? The GLOBE program is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education. In other words, America, you are paying for it. Created under Goals 2000 and now carried over into under George W. Bush, No Child Left Behind. We're not even up to Common Core yet. If you thought it was bad, just hold on a second. It is bad at this point. But it was under George Bush Sr., under George W. Bush, under Clinton. Of course. Of course. Moving forward. Don't forget about International Baccalaureate, which is a global scheme conceived in Geneva, Switzerland in 1968. By the way, I believe in the past that I've said Sweden. It's Switzerland. Forgive me. Geneva, Switzerland in 1968 and now making its way into public schools. I want to come back on the other side of this break and I want to share with you as to what is International Baccalaureate promoting in public schools in the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Thank you for making us the number one radio show on the weekends. We're talking about parents of public school students. What are we supposed to do? Well, the answer to that question is the obvious. Train them up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them, is the mandate from heaven. It doesn't say anything about taking your kid and throwing them into a public school to be taught or uneducated and indoctrinated by a bunch of lawless criminal mindset reprobates. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. They are literally appointed to undo the Constitution of the United States. They are literally appointed to war against, and I'm going to prove that to you in just a couple of moments here. What is international baccalaureate teaching children on a global scale? By the way, there's still time to stop this. Just wanted to let you know that. Okay, so if it does take place where it does happen, always remember that you heard that prevention is better than cure. You had time to stop it, but if you sit back and do nothing about it, don't complain about it when judgment commences, because it will and it is. What is being taught through international baccalaureate? A scheme conceived in Geneva, Switzerland in 1968, earth worship. Excuse me, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, everything on American America, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. Yes, that's how sick these people are. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations. If you ever want to know who's behind the players, talking about your representatives that have sold you out, just keep in mind this is their mindset. And it is totalitarian. That's what it is to set up. It's not arbitrary, friends. It's just straight demonic. It's doctrine from the gates of hell, literally. And you have these little minions on earth that haven't been dealt with. And so, therefore, what they want to do is get to your kids before you can get to them. And that's the fact of the matter. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. You're seeing this happen. Oh, by the way, all the above said, friends, you're seeing this already. contraception and reproductive health. Illegal abortions never be legal, friends. Debt forgiveness to third world nations. Adoption of the homosexual rights. God hasn't given them the right to violate law. And furthermore, it's not sin. It's an abomination. Again, very clear in Scripture, friends. Elimination of the right to bear arms. They're at work teaching your kids this. Set aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. I didn't know federal government could own land. Can someone help me out with that one? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Call in at any time that you'd like to. Setting aside massive amounts of private land where no presence is allowed. Wow. Man, every one of these topics that they're teaching kids in America today is illegal. Earth worship? Really? Evolution? That's illegal all the way up until 1968. And it still is illegal, friends. And furthermore, when you go to Psalm 14:1, you can see that the fool that God said of them, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. I mean, how ridiculous. Not going there, not getting caught up, because there is no debate. Common sense comes to play. And again, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. But they'll see it when it's too late, rest assured. Just ask Voltaire. Back to the criminal Barack Hussein Obama. Obama illegally implemented an extensive overhaul of public education from kindergarten through high school. Again, bypassing Congress. So much for giving more time to all you Trumpites, to Donald, man. You gotta give him some more time, man. He's gotta work with Congress, you know? You know, it's interesting, Barack Hussein Obama, the very first day that he was illegally inaugurated into the People's White House, started to attack. What was his excuse? He didn't have one. And furthermore, he came into the White House before he was the president, saying that he was going to fundamentally transform America. And yet, all of you Trumpites, you just want some more time. You got to give him some more, man. You got to look at the strategics here, Bradley. Come on, look at our president. I mean, as if to speak of him as if he's God. Give me a break. Nothing's changed, America. It's getting worse, not better. As I have forewarned, America, no matter who you put in there, it doesn't matter. Because until the people repent before God, nothing's going to change. Mark his words. It's just that simple. But here we have Barack Hussein Obama bypassing Congress. Oh, and P.S., posted script, friends, on this particular point. He violated, Barack Hussein Obama transgressed the Constitution of the United States over 1,186 times. But Donald Trump, he needs more time, doesn't he? Hey, he sure does. And then about the time he's gone, you're going to figure out you've just been duped again, America. Wow. But Barack Hussein Obama bypassing Congress, the voice of the American people, and forcing states to agree to major changes that none of his predecessors ever attempted. No, because they already knew the American people were going to hate him. They set him up as being the bad guy, but they did their best to put him in the light and the face of the people as being the good guy. And furthermore, if you do some homework, you'll find out that he never had any support to ever become the president of the United States of America. Apparently, Obama, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, hasn't taken the time to read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. The federal government has no business whatsoever in the education of Americans' children. It doesn't. Matter of fact, Obama sought to implement something called Common Core Standards, which has been implemented in 46 states and D.C. District, drowning students with mostly informational text and historical documents. Nonfiction. Falsified, created, contrived out of thin air. Some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are Fed Views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Wow, right in the backyard of none other than Mikhail Gorbachev. Could there be a new world order global scheme taking place here? Of course. Are they attempting to wield power? Yep, but they first got to get the kids. And that's what they're doing with the consent of the parents. Executive Order 13423, strengthening federal environmental energy and transportation management, published by the General Service Administration. In 2011, in the state of Arkansas, Middle School Teacher of the Year, Jamie Hillfill, said, "I'm struggling with this and my students are struggling with it. With informational text, there isn't that human connection that you get with literature. And the kids are shutting down. They are getting bored." Yep, but there's Hollywood. There's Hollywood to train them up in the ways that they should go through satanic doctrine, literally. Teaching them everything when God said, "Thou shalt not." Hollywood teaches them, go ahead, do it. Glamorizing drug dealing, glamorizing murder, fornication, you name it. Rebellion towards that which is right and just. The curriculum change in public schools has been a downward spiral for many years. America has been so dumbed down that 700,000 students per year graduate without the ability to read their own diplomas. And you're feeling good about the fact that they're back into school, America. And add to students' confusion the innumerable amount of errors in school textbooks ranging from misinformation to the omission of facts or outright lies. Which, by the way, if you find error in a public school, friends, in the United States of America, in every given state, you find the error, you find who actually created the textbooks, you send them a letter from an attorney, you let them know exactly where the errors are. If they fail to correct the error, you bring forth a lawsuit. Do you understand how this works? It's the only way to bring about justice to these people, friends. There's no other way of doing this. These errors can be found in virtually every subject, especially in math, science, and history. In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. Did you hear what I said? 109,263 errors. Do you think that it just happened that way, America? The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same error, of the same year. This is purposed. They're resting in the fact that nobody's going to do their due diligence and cross-check what they're doing. And when you do, 9 times out of 10, you find out that it's not just happening by chance. Science. In textbooks across America, science, the study of creation, is well known for being laced with the dangerous theory of evolution, which wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and His laws, which is the foundation of our Constitutional Republic. Remember what Andrew Jackson said, the 7th President of the United States. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Okay? See, now this is why evolution was illegal to teach in schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial. And in complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. Oh, okay, great. Humanism is summed up in the following excerpt by John Dumphy in his article, A Religion for a New Age. I want you to listen carefully. This is really important for you to understand what's going on. The Bible is not merely another book, said this Dumphy. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Yes, of course it is. To lawlessness, to the minions of Satan himself, of course it is. He said, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to come right back to this very point, only to further solidify what's happening in public schools and to kick you in the shorts to deal with these people, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about parents of public school students, what are we supposed to do? Well, hopefully you're going to be able to answer that question mark before the end of the show today. The Bible is no mere book. It remains an incredibly dangerous book. Yeah, of course it does, to sinners. Remember, Cain, he hated Abel. Abel was righteous, Cain was not. Who killed who? The Bible is no mere book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. I'm convinced that the Bible, or the battle for humankind's future, must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. They just told on themselves again. But the good people in the United States that are called the right, they'll just give them a pass. You know, they just don't know. Let's be merciful and compassionate to those that mean to destroy our children. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, see what it's all aimed at, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. That is the direct promotion of Satanism. Wow. Wow. It's all aimed at Christianity. Of course it is. It always has been. No matter what face they put on, it's all aimed at the Christ. They want to re-crucify, Satan does, his children. He wants to destroy his children. And you have idiots that are allowed to basically spread the disease, spread the sin in the face of the American people. And the American people are trying to figure out what's going on. And the problem with that is 78% of you that profess to be Christians are the ones saying, boy, what's going on? And you're the ones that have your kids in public schools. Let's go to history books. How far are they willing to go? In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to quotes that do not even appear in historical records. Add to, take away, revise, hello America, revisionists. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers and the Revolutionary War wearing red coats when in fact they wore blue. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate folk. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, literacy rates were extremely high. And retired Library of Virginia historian Brent Tarter wrote in a review of one of the textbooks, Our Virginia, he said, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events. Some are so ludicrous and difficult to explain that I cannot understand where the misinformation came from. Of course you can. They created it up, is what they did. They created it. I mean, it's like the Muslim religion, friends, the religion of peace. They have to take these words and counter them, is what they're doing. Revise their definitions, their meaning, the pith and the marrow of the words. I mean, it's, for example, you see these little posts all the time of these little kids, 3 and 5 years old, with AK-47s in their hands. Well, their kids are being taught to kill yours. Your government's teaching yours to disarm themselves before those that mean to kill them. And they call it the religion of peace. Isn't that interesting? Or if that's not if they're not wearing hijabs or whatever the case may be, hijabs. Oh, speaking of the Muslim indoctrination, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. Did you know this, America? This was under Bill Clinton. This just didn't start, friends. It didn't start on September 11th. No, that's where they needed that, you know, that great crisis. So they could establish a new order? You know, I've said this before and I say it again. Who's attacked you more than your government since September 11, 2001? Nobody. Nobody. It's not aimed at the enemy that they wanted you to believe was your enemy. It's aimed at you. I mean, these are the same groups that are giving way to your enemies to come into the United States of America. Well, they attack you. Your government. They're not attacking your enemy. They're attacking you. As a result, America's youth are being subjected to the following teaching. Now, in all fairness, I've been in 360 schools. I've never seen this. Nothing even close to this. I did see where they were tipping into the gay agenda at that particular time. I just did one last year, friends. So, and we did, we've been doing high school assemblies every year since I can remember. But they're teaching kids in public schools to learn to become a Muslim. Yes, you heard me right. This is treason, by the way, America. And this is what your representatives need to be held accountable for. Article 3, Section 3. Learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam. And keep in mind, I just want to reiterate this point, and I'm going to keep going here. This isn't under Barack Hussein Obama. This was under Bill Clinton. Memorizing verses from the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, staging a jihad war against non-Muslims. I mean, and this is craziness. Now, I remember I did a tea party in Bakersfield, California, and I remember a mother came up to me and showed me what they were teaching in their public school, and what I just highlighted to you is exactly what they were teaching in California. And just to further solidify that, friends, if I even go over to what I'm talking about. Because the Muslims, obviously, their great enemy is the infidel. And I am an infidel, by the way. And I am a Christian, is what I am. Acts chapter 11. Read it when you get a moment. But what's interesting, friends, is in California, you have Feinstein sharing with the ignorance that tolerate. She's a criminal, friends. I mean, from whoa. I mean, everything about this woman is black, literally. Christians can't serve as federal judges. I mean, it's always, at the end of the day, it's always an attack on Christians or patriots or conservatives in the United States of America. So you are at a full-blown assault by your representatives in this government, friends. And it's the headlines going across the United States of America on a daily basis. If you're looking at the right resources, they're telling you and they're showing you that you are in some serious trouble. And again, who's doing the attacking? The media, hand in glove with corrupt representatives. And that list goes on and on. Going back, what are parents to do? Teaching Muslims the indoctrination of the Muslim, I'm not going to even call it the faith, cult is really what it is. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know that they are also throwing antidepressants upon your kids and not knowing, for those that didn't know, and we needed to talk about this, up and coming, friends, Leon Eisenberg, the father of ADHD, in his last interview before his death, before he stood before his judge, he said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. And they are making hundreds of millions of dollars off the stupidity of the parents that are drugging their kids with dangerous psychotropic drugs. And the school system's trying to help set up their students to put them on psychotropic drugs. Matter of fact, I'm going to probably hit that on Monday. So I would ask you the question, why is there public schools? And you only you can answer that question. Why are there public schools? Because you've seen a government out of control take your tax dollars and force, indoctrinate your children on your dime from you to implement that which they want to bring about a global order, which is all scriptural. But the fact of the matter is I'm not one of those let's be raptured from responsibilities guys, because it's not in the Word of God. So we're going to continue this on. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is when we come back, I'm going to bring you into a public school and start giving you some firsthand experience as to what I've dealt with in public schools, friends. And again, the reason they have to demonize guys like me or anybody else that stands up for who we are is because, you know, folks, they got a lot to lose. And they're scared to death. You're going to figure that out. Hour two coming up. Be right back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.